Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norman. I hope you get this message. I want to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, I went to an outdoor Easter Day party. The party was held in the backyard of our neighbor's house. At the party, there was going to be a huge inflatable slide, food, and an Easter egg hunt. Each person that showed up would be given a 2-pound bag of Cadbury cream eggs. Norm, I had huge, 38 double D melons, full red lips, and I had an ass to die for. I wore a halter top and hot pants to the Easter Day party. I also wore pink rabbit ears. My mom glued the furry rabbit ears to one of my plastic headbands. Norm, when I arrived at the Easter Day party, I slid down the air inflated slide a couple of times, I ate a bunch of candy, and then I chowed down on one of the cheeseburgers that our neighbors grilled on their outdoor barbecue. There were a lot of kids and adults at the Easter Day party. Norm, while I was walking around the neighbor's yard, a 2-legged, 2.5 foot in height, toy Easter bunny hopped toward me, and it stopped directly underneath me. Whenever I wore my go-go boots, I always kept my legs spread apart. I looked sexy. There were a lot of battery-powered toy Easter bunnies moving about at the Easter Day party. They were a great holiday addition. Everyone loved them, except me. Norm, at some point, a large 2-inch in diameter by 14-inch long dildo came out of the top of the toy bunny's head. But how? Why? Norman, I couldn't move. I was frozen in place as I watched the dildo effortlessly drill its way through my panties. Eventually, the enormous dildo stopped rising out of the head of the toy Easter bunny. The titanic-sized dildo was resting deep inside my wet pussy when all at once, and in an instant, the dildo began to violently move in and out of my hungry gash. I came, and I moaned, and I moaned, and I came. The dildo moved in and out of my needy fuck hole thousands of times. Everyone at the Easter Day party saw me standing there bucking my hips back and forth as I got dicked from below by the toy Easter bunny. My eyes were rolled back, and my mouth was open. The shaking from the hammering I was taking caused my halter top and hot pants to disintegrate. Hot vaginal juices streamed down my goose-pimpled legs. Norm, at some point during my intense pussy cram session, I blacked out. I had come dozens of times. When I regained consciousness, the police told my parents that the toy Easter bunny that impaled my tight cunt, using a 14-inch long dildo, had been fitted with a powerful remotely controlled dildo machine. Witnesses said a van full of Mexicans were parked in front of my neighbor's house. But in the end, no one was apprehended. My God, I was a virgin. Norman, I walked bull-legged for 2 months after taking the enormous Easter bunny dildo to the fuckhole at that Easter Day party. I was loaded into the ambulance, just as the Easter egg hunt was starting. I wanted to hunt for hidden Easter eggs. It's so much fun, but I did get to come. A lot. Norman, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, if ever you are invited to an Easter Day outdoor party, be careful that a remotely controlled Easter bunny doesn't position itself between your spread legs. You could take a gigantic unexpected dildo to the minge. I did! Now I must go. Norm, I call all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to smoke some weed as I vibrate my glistening blood-engorged clitoris and puckered stink star while lying atop my deceased grandmother's worn-out cum-stained spring mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Pardon me, fuckstick. Before we begin, I just want to give you my math formula. Before I do what it is, whatever I do in this recording, I don't know myself. But before I begin, before I start to progress, please know this math formula. This math formula applies to everything. It supersedes everything. There's nothing else, not before or after. It's the apex. This math formula. It absolutely applies to all things. I don't care what you're working on. Maybe you're working a math proof or something like that. Maybe you're a mathematician. Maybe you're a physicist. I don't really know what you are. This is the number one math proof in the world. This is all that matters. This involves all things. Every step you take as you head to your office, to your job, to the car, it all revolves around this. And it involves the amount of dick that a chick takes. The amount of meat that a chick takes. The chick on your right, the chick on your left, the bitch in front of you, behind you. It all revolves around that. The chicks above you, below you, on the floors below you. In any building, by the way. It's just skyscrapers, tall buildings in New York City, all that. 22 stories, 25 stories. In every building, they have to use huge fans. And the fans start on the first floor, and they suck out all the stench of pussy through every floor. They call it the pussy purge, and they pull a red lever in the building. Never heard of the pussy purge, it's true. All tall skyscrapers in every state in the union, unless you don't have any, they all have a pussy purge handle, and that's part of somebody's control. They sit in a room, and they watch TV. That's all they do. They got their clock to time in, time out. They have to do it there. They don't do it there. It won't work on their app on their phone. They have to be within proximity of that thing to use their app to clock in and clock out. But the pussy purge handle, when pulled, blows out all the stench of pussy out of every floor. It just blows through every floor and blows that unholiness right out the top of the building. You'll know when they do it. And how will you know when they do it? You'll just know because you'll see turkey vultures up there. Turkey vultures and other animals, prey animals, that smell the stench of pussy and they fly around on top of the fucking building. They have trouble with that. They have trouble because there's landing pads on these buildings, heliopads for helicopters, and they can't land there when there's all kinds of vultures there because somebody pulled the pussy purge handle and now the vultures are above the buildings. It affects the airspace, everything. Anything involving pussy causes trouble. You know that yourself. You're just a small-time player, a small-time man in a fucking big world. You know what it is. You've got no impact on anything, really. This small-town, time worker bee. Guy's in a fucking room. He pulls the pussy purge thing. Little bells go off at a certain time. He pulls the handle and blows the stink out. Why do they do that? Because people get sick. You can't be exposed to the stench of a dead elephant. You can't be exposed to the stench of a dead wolverine, a dead skunk, a dead badger, a dead porcupine that's been on the road for weeks. That's what pussy smells like. And if you've got 25, 50, 75 pussies, women, carbon-based units standing bipedal upright in the fucking floor and they're all blowing pussy farts out, how do you think that does to men like you and I? It destroys them. Productivity goes down. They've got charts that shows the productivity goes down on each floor because of the accumulation of pussy gas. Huge amounts of pussy gas developing, expanding, contracting like a living organism on each floor as the chicks let out pussy farts and they're laughing and shit. They don't want you to smell that. What is a pussy fart? Certainly you know that. Pussy fart is when they take a dick all night long. They take a dick, it works like a piston. It works like a piston that goes in and out of the cunt. It's hermetically sealed, that's what the cunt does. It hermetically seals the cock around her cunt lips. And it does that to keep that cock in there, to keep all outside influences out. The same thing a bitch does when she takes you camping. You're out there camping. There's no outside influence, there's no way for others to get in that sphere with you. That's why the pussy is hermetically sealed by her tight cunt lips. It seals itself around the dick like a fucking anaconda. Honest to God, you can't get out. Blows that cock in there, that all that semen, in her cunt. Then it percolates in her fuckhole, and she's got to go to work. The pussy's all swollen up, and then the pussy unswells, and she lets the gas out on every floor in that building, wherever you are, even if you're on a single floor, it doesn't matter. Single floor apartment building? You're breathing pussy gas. You're at a third of the productivity, the third of fucking ability that you would be, the third of whatever you have, the efficiency, the third of power that you have in your body. You're at a third of that thanks to pussy fart gas. Guy pulls a pussy purge fucking valve, or everybody in the floors would die. It's not a joke. Do I sound like I'm joking? Could this possibly be a fucking joke? A joke is laughing and stuff. I'd be laughing. I'd be chuckling. I'd be snortling or whatever they call it, wouldn't I? This stuff is true. I believe it with all my heart. The pussy purge valve in every fucking building. They pull it, it purges, it forces fresh oxygen through each floor because the men are getting woozy. The men are tripping on their own feet. They're falling like they got a dead gait when they're walking on it. No energy. Their legs aren't being pulled up from smelling the stench of pussy. It's not just that, it's the unholiness of it. Pussy stench, pussy farts contain horrible fucking vibes because of what was going on. It's evil, man. And you're breathing in liquid evil. All you want to do is go fucking fishing, go ice fishing, go out in a boat somewhere. Maybe go fucking on a train overnight to Chicago or something. Get yourself a sandwich, buy from the food car, and enjoy yourself for one fucking time. You can't. They get the pussy purge valve. And what does it mean, pussy purge valve? The cock wraps around the cock and holds it like an anaconda, bleeds it dry, bleeds you dry, and you don't know what happened. What happened to me? I remember I had fucking male friends I don't have anymore. I remember I fucking was popular and laughed all the time. I haven't been laughed in fucking years. Of course you haven't. You found a complete stranger who runs every fucking thing inside your body, pulls every lever, tells you what to do. That's you. Look what you gave up. Everything. They're pulling pussy purge valves, red-handled pussy purge valves. They're pulling it because they don't want the men to drop dead on the floors. They need the men. And what's that come from? What's everything come from? You pump all that gas in that cunt. It builds up. This sin builds up. You know what's inside a pussy? What's inside a pussy fart? There's scabs in it. There's pubic hairs in it. There's fecal matter in it. Isn't there? There's cat hair in it. There's house dust in it. Pumped inside her cunt that's in there. There's urine in it. And then it all makes this cocktail in her cunt, in her big pussy. It makes this cocktail and boils at 100 degrees, 98.6, 98.7, 99, whatever it is, it boils that shit in this poison's cocktail, and they call it a pussy fart. Sure sounds harmless enough, doesn't it? Well, it ain't harmless. You're in mortal danger, fuckhead. Mortal danger. She's sitting there wearing perfume and shit pumped out of some factory used with whales or whatever they do with it now. And she's trying to deceive you on the stench of this, the dangerousness of it. Let's call it a pussy fart. It ain't fucking not dangerous. It's very dangerous. As they do the same thing, they call a dildo a sex toy. Look at the sex toy. It's not a toy. It's some fucking mental case with an 18-inch stump jammed between her legs. She's trying to split herself in half with like she's splitting wood. Isn't that funny? Look how funny that is. It's a toy. Her eyes are rolled back. Her mouth and lips are pulled up. Her teeth are out. She's dripping on the sides of the mouth. That sure looks like a fucking toy to me. I don't remember getting that way when I played with toys. I played with a slot car set. When I'm out there with my Estes Rocket. I never fucking pulled my upper lip back. My eyes never rolled back and dilated. I never made seething sounds, did I? Never looked like anything like that. I never trembled and sweat all over the place, maybe pissed myself. No toy does that. It's not a toy. It's a fucking impaler. Look at her there. Look at it. Look at that. There's your future fucking wife. You don't even know it. You haven't met her yet, but that's your future wife. You disgust me. It all comes from the same thing. What's the same thing? It all evolves from the math formula that your correspondent came up with years ago. I've got two formulas I've come up with, and they're indisputable. Hope plus doubt equals desire. That's the fucking formula for romance. I came up with it a billion years ago. Hope plus doubt equals desire. You hope that whore will look at you, but you doubt she will. And that creates the desire that equals desire. You hope something will happen, and then you have doubt it won't happen. And that creates desire. You know that now. That's how you get a chick every time. They're like robots, man. They're nothing special. They're like a fucking fish or a raccoon or a squirrel going up a tree. The same thing, the same MO, everything. If they weren't the same thing, the same MO, the same operating system, one TV commercial couldn't make a fucking company $50 billion on a tube of lipstick, on a tube of HD makeup, some shrinking cream for a face. They all buy it because they're all exactly the same. I'm giving you a way to handle the same, exactly same right here. My math formula, my desire formula, hope plus doubt equals desire, and my math formula with regards to how much dick a woman takes, man, monthly to a year. There's that little sweet thing. Look at her. She's coming out of the library. She went into the library with you. They got a fish tank with fucking salty fish in it, saltwater tank fish. You went in there with her, you're bonding and stuff, you're having a good time, they got a coffee machine still in the fucking lobby, some of them still do, you put coins in, a cup comes out. You went into that shit and you thought, wow, what a lovely thing, but you didn't think this through, you didn't think this at all. Every cram, every jam, every fucking thrust of your goddamn dick, say a 5-inch dick, every jam, every thrust of a 5-inch dick at one thrust per second for 10 minutes, what is that? 5 inches a slong, one thrust per second for 10 minutes. What is that? So what is that? That's about 3,000 inches per fuck. So there's 63,360 inches in a mile. So your slot needs to screw about 21 times to take 1 mile a dick. 21 times out of a month? She's going to screw a lot more than that. That's to say she's going to screw 3-4 times maybe in a fucking day. 21 times in a month, I'm going to bare necessity. 21 times a month is all she's got to fuck. You cram your 5-inch cock, which is an average-sized cock. You cram that in her fucking one thrust per second in her big stretched-out fuck hole. That's 3,000 inches per fuck. 63,360 inches in a mile. So your slut, your slag, your whore has to screw 21 times to take a mile of dick. A mile of dick, a mile of meat. Imagine that. Don't let anybody ever fool you. They live by meat. That's all they live with. Their whole fucking MO, their whole fucking inside that drives them is meat. They gotta have meat. Two things, man, meat and water. They gotta have meat. Every chick pursues meat every day of her life till she fucking dies. That's all they want is meat. Meat, 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 and more meat. They fuck till they're 83, 85 years old, 86 years old. They know this because it's rampant at nursing homes right now, sex. They think they can't get AIDS. They can't get a disease. They can't, whatever. They think that. They think it's all past that. They're in there fucking the night away. That's all they want to do is fuck all night long. That's what chicks want. A mile of meat a month? A mile a dick a month if she only fucks 21 times? That's, let's say, it's just one time a day for 10 minutes. That's all she's got to do. Your 5-inch cock, one thrust per second for 10 minutes, 3,000 inches per fuck, that's what that equals. 63,360 inches in a mile. So your woman, your thing, wherever you found her, your discard, has to screw about 21 times to take a mile of meat. So there's one month, there's 30 days. In 30 days, she's taking a mile of meat. Now, how can they be walking around? How can you be in love with her? That means she took a mile of meat every fucking month with somebody else, but you're with her too. You're so goddamn lovable. You're so accepting. A mile of goddamn meat a month. She can go 12 miles. She takes 12 miles of dick, 12 miles of meat. She takes in her shithole. She took 24 miles. She doubles all that shit. It's like 48 fucking miles of meat. This is what the human being, human female is, man. And boy, do they work hard to dress it up. Look at my stylish shoes. Look at my stylish fucking dress. Look at my stylish haircut. My $250 in makeup. That's all to fool you into what? Into fucking yourself. I know. I've done it. I talk that way. I'm knowledgeable now. But at one time, I was just the fuck like you. Just like you. Well, I found out one of my girlfriends had fucked up, had taken a mile, that formula I just told you. I came up with around then. I just told you 12 miles, 24 miles of dick she took while I was taking her out. You understand that when you see a woman gets taken out, I don't know if you know this, they get taken out and they eat, right? They go to dinners. A woman will shit at about 26,000 pounds of fecal matter by the time she's 81. She'll shit it out. 26,000 pounds of fecal matter at around 81 years old. Even more, especially if she's a biggin. If she's a biggin, it might even be more. A woman will shit out 26,000 pounds of shit by the time she's 81 years old. And where's most of that coming from, that 26,000 pounds? Well, let's just say like 13,000 of those pounds are gotten there, are shit out her asshole, or a large colon because of dates. Man, you were 6 ounces of her life. That's all the fuck you were. You were 6 ounces of fecal matter. That's all that mattered to her. She had fucking another 20,000 fucking pounds, 25,000 pounds of shit to go, and a lot of men in the line waiting to fuck her to do that, to shit out. They buy her these meals. Hey, how you doing? Oh, great, great, lovely. You fucking worked your ass off to take her out. You thought it was a big goddamn deal. It's not a big damn deal. You're a rube. You're a mameluke. You're a mook. You don't know what you're fucking doing. Those were terms I used to use when I was a kid. You don't know what the fuck you're doing, do you? You were 6 ounces of shit in her lifetime of fucking of the 26,000 pounds that came out and when she was 81 years old. That's how much she'll shit out. And it's nowhere near that for a man. Why is that? Because all they do is consume. Consume, consume, eat up, destroy, eat up, destroy, bulldoze, destroy. All of it just never stops till she's, until she dies, 81, 82, 85 years old. Just consuming and consuming and consuming everything in her fucking path. She's got all kinds of fancy shoes, doesn't she? Fancy shoes, fancy cosmetics, beads and bracelets and all kinds of shit. And a lot of that shit is required. They use it to make trees out of. Even henna tattoos has to come from a henna tree. And it sells like crazy. All these trees are killed, right? She has no respect for fucking trees. But when she dies, it's a different story. They encase her into what? A coffin, a wooden coffin, if she decides to go that route. A wooden coffin is just putting her inside a fucking tree. Inside a tree, like say a squirrel goes in a hole and he lives in there. They're encasing her in a fucking tree after she's raped, pillaged, destroyed, and shat on everything in her path. And that's you. It's coming your way. In her trees, man, same thing with sheet metal. Sheet metal they make for fucking coffins, right? They make the same sheet metal for cars, and she wants to be put in sheet metal. It's been raped and pillaged out of the ground, man. Sheet metal coffin. They don't care. They shit out 26,000 pounds of fecal matter by the time they're 81 and 14,000 gallons of urine by the time they're 81. All laughing and shit with this urine. A guy's like 7,000 gallons of urine, 8,000. All they do is drink fucking wine. Give me some more wine. It's got antioxidants in it. This shit's good for you. Anything a TV commercial tells them, they will do. This shit's so goddamn good for you. And she just took out three fucking dudes in her car crash with her SUV or Elon Musk mobile. I don't know why they're mad about sitting in a pump for an hour to charge her Elon Musk mobile. In an hour, they could take 10 dicks. In an hour, they could find two or three dicks right there and fuck it. That's what they do. That's what you're dealing with. And how do you get around that? You can't. I've looked at every possible way. You can't stop fucking. You can't stop wanting tits. Even though you want them, you yearn for them. You can't take tits home. You can't take her pussy home. You just yearn for it all the time. There's no explaining it, but I can tell you the dangers that are fucking involved in it. There's big dangers. 26,000 pounds of fecal matter. You know how many goddamn dates took her on meals, out for dinners? You ever have to go out for dinner for some bitch? Very rarely, if not impossible. 26,000 pounds she shit out. 13,000 pounds if it was just dates alone. 13,000 pounds was dating. You're in there somewhere 4 or 6 ounces. She's just collecting these meals and shitting them out and collecting them and shitting it out, drinking all the fucking wine, everything in her path, drinking out every gallon of water there is and turning it into goddamn urine. If they don't stay hydrated, they believe it'll turn into an ugly dog. Their face will cave in. Well, what do they say? Newsflash? They all get old. They obviously don't look at old multimillionaire actresses. who are old and ugly. All the fucking water in the world didn't save their ugly, decrepit, caved-in face, did it? They just don't think it's them. Here they come. Here comes you, the little boy you. Here's you driving around. You just fixed your pickup truck. You're so proud of yourself. You change the fucking heads, whatever it is, you change the heads, you replace the valve covers on your fucking V6, your whatever kind of pickup truck you got, and you're proud of yourself. You're gone, man. You're not in the same fucking world as what you're looking at and what's around you. You're in trouble. Get out of there. I know this. I study this shit. It's nonstop. Since I initially started dating, now when I was a kid, as you know, I never thought that way. If you listen to me regularly for years, I never thought that way at all as a kid. I thought they made pies and shit like other people. I thought they loved all men. I thought that when you saw them and it was your neighbor, she'd wave at you and say, how you doing? She's out in her house robe standing at the fence, lying to your property. I thought, wow, what a nice lady. They're nothing fucking like that. Not ever. They never were, are they? They're here to destroy you and suck you up. Everything in their path, they're just like a vacuum. You happen to be in their path, you're going to be sucked the fuck dry, imbecile. Yeah, I've had a couple women. I've had more than a couple. I've fucked a lot of women. When I was in Vietnam, I fucked literally, I figure, maybe over 1,000 VC chicks. I did that many. I was able to do that because I know the secrets of a female. Even if you know the secrets of a female, you have to have one eye open, partially open and looking to the left, so you know that you're not going to be knifed, stabbed, robbed, ripped off, because it's there, man. It's right there on your plate, whatever you're doing at that moment. I got a lot of experience with chicks, and I can tell you this, and I got to move on. They can't love you. I want to believe they can love you, but they can't. I desperately want to believe that a woman could love me and that nothing else matters and I'm with her and she's here to shelter me and help me. And when I'm crying in the darkness in a bedroom as a man, if I start to get weak or I start to stumble, I want someone to be there for me. She's not going to be there for you. When you start to stumble, when you start to see you're not invincible anymore, she's fucking gone, even though she looks like she's putting a show on. She's taking a dick from somewhere else. Oh, man, that's all there is. That sound, those two sounds. Oh, and her moan. I don't know, maybe I'm feeling a little weak myself. Maybe I'm feeling weak myself. I recently fucked a woman in front of my staircase that goes to my basement, and it wasn't all bad. It just went, it's so stupidly odd, so stupidly wrong. And it's my thinking. It might be my way of thinking. But in my basement, I have a giant room for coal. And that coal room had been boarded up. Not boarded up, bricked up. And then there's a board over the opening. There's a tiny opening in case you have to ever service anything in that area. But that room had been boarded up. And because the walls were covered in a stainage of coal. Coal was all over the walls, and it was coming out of the walls. They were mason walls that had been converted from round rock walls, and coal would come out of this fucking shit over years and years and years. Just kept coming out. It had been impregnated in, so we blocked it up, and then we had a door in front of it, wooden door, a piece of plywood, pressure-treated, with hinges, so that you could access anything under there. Now, even though you had that, for some goddamn reason, tons and tons of wind, a draft like you can't imagine, a draft that didn't make any sense. I've had people even over. It does help me, though. A draft that just is very powerful and pressure and full of pressure. Initially, I thought, is that the furnace? Is the furnace not coming on, the gas not lighting, and the furnace is pumping like the vent setting, like vent pumping this air out of the furnace, out of there somewhere, and up the staircase. But it's not that either. It's just some weird amount of wind that comes out of this coal room. Maybe it was by design. I don't really know, but it's still there, and it does bother me. But because of it, I'll often fuck in front of the staircase. You got the staircase. You got a door there. You open the door. You go down the staircase. Now, when you open my fucking staircase door, you get lambasted with tremendous amounts of wind, of air coming up from this coal room. It was once a coal room in the days of coal. They used to have coal furnaces, and you'd shovel the coal into the furnace, and they'd deliver the coal outside the house, and there was a coal chute there, a metal door. So you open the big metal door. Maybe it was 18 by 24 inches wide. Big iron heavy door. They'd open it. The guy would come with a coal truck. They'd pour the coal down the chute into this room. And then you'd shovel the coal out of that room and into your coal furnace. I don't have that now. I got natural gas burning furnace. I don't have coal. I don't know anybody that can burn coal. Maybe privately in the Upper Peninsula. Up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, up there somewhere, they're burning coal. Let me tell you something. Don't ever go to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and I'm telling you, I'm a Michigan native. Don't go up there unless you know what the fuck you're doing. You might get a chick. You might think it's special. You might think, wow, they're easy up here. And they are. They're very horny, but they have a very dark side to them because there's nothing up there. You could get killed. She may change. She may start to fucking move her eyes funny. She may start to seethe from the mouth because they kill people up there. I've done it myself. They kill people up there, and you might get a bitch that's nuts. You might get some crazy person, and she might kill you while you're fucking her, and you can't get out of there. You don't know where you are. The UP is a very dense, wooded area, and you can't go up there unless you know what you're doing. You especially can't go up there if you don't have a fucking Glock or something with you. Glock's strapped to your fucking waist, some small .32 caliber strapped to your fucking ankle. You cannot go up there without kind of some kind of weaponry and act like a dummy, a rube. Hey, how you doing? God, there's a lot of woods up there. As you go into a shack that sells Coca-Cola and old fucking pasties or pasties, whatever they call them pasties or some shit like that. Down here, we call them Hot Pockets. But up there, they're called pasties, and you don't know what's in them. Once had a guy tell me when I was up there, hey, Norman, I said, yeah, how you doing? I can't remember his name. Might have been Paul. And I was staying somewhere, and he said, would you like an old-fashioned? I'll give it to you as a discount, an old-fashioned. I didn't know what an old-fashioned was, and I asked a bitch with me, what's an old-fashioned? Isn't that whiskey? And it wasn't an old-fashioned whiskey. I think that's whiskey and something else. Maybe a cherry in it. I don't really remember. You want an old-fashioned? And what he meant was he wanted to sell me a fucking pasty or a pasty that he makes up there and sells to people to try to make some kind of small living. But you should have seen the fucking guy. He looked like an old heroin addict, and he's offering me one of these pasties for $2. I don't want a pasty with $2 because I know what the fuck is in it up here, up in the UP. There's going to be pubic hairs. There's going to be cigarettes, ashes in it. There's going to be all kinds of goddamn thing. Boogers, if a bitch made it, something broke off from under acrylic nail and fell into the pasty as they're making it. It's all shit. You don't ever want to eat something like that. You ever go to the UP, the Upper Peninsula, don't get a pasty. I'm telling you what it is, especially from some fucker named Paul who sells them for $2. Hey, Norman. Oh, I got you old-fashioned here for $2. You want to go? No, I want to go for it, man. I came into his room once, this fuck, and he's counting his doobies on a table. Some of their old fuck, they both looked like they were zombies. That's what they look like. And I thought, no, this is a different world up here. And just be careful. Isn't it a fucking pasty? I think it's a pasty or a pasty. They call them something different. So you got to be careful when you're with chicks, man. You got to be careful. You don't know what you're doing. You got to be careful what you're doing. You got to know the formula for math with regards to how much meat you'll take. All they want is meat. They were born to take meat. It's disgusting how much meat they'll take. They don't talk about this in any newspaper article, any magazine, any periodical. It's never talked about because it's so goddamn gross how much a slut will take, how much meat, how many gallons of cum she'll drink, how much fucking time she'll take in the asshole, how absolute, you could get scurvy from them. You could get rickets from these bitches. You just have to understand what you're dealing with. So, I want to talk about something here. I mean, 14,000 gallons of urine? 14,000 gallons of urine because all she does is drink wine and laugh while cum bubbles away, ferments away in her pussy, laughing the fuck away. They're evil. None of all of them are evil. Maybe if you got a retarded one, maybe you got a Down syndrome one. I don't really know. That's why they try to get chicks really young, because they're not evil now. But by 25, 28, 22, they're gone, man. That's what you're dealing with. And you have to use a Norm Augustina systematic system of protecting yourself, because you will get fucked because you're a naive boy and you believe in things. She's such a sweet thing. You want to go out on a date? Yeah, go out on a date. Maybe you'll be 12 ounces of her shit. You went out, took her out 2 times. 2 ounces or 12 ounces of shit over 26,000 or 30 pounds of fecal matter she'll drop in her goddamn lifetime. And you were just one bead in that necklace of fucking shit. That's all you were. I bet she's thinking me right now. I bet she's like that fucking Adele song, the one that everybody cries at. She's thinking me. She's playing Adele songs. And she ain't thinking about you for shit. You've been jumped, dude. She had two boys or two guys right the fuck before she dropped you. Get lonely, man. You come on up here, we'll smoke some reefer, we'll do some fucking LSD, we'll do some acid. I mean, I got all kinds of shit. Xanax, Valium, Ecstasy, Ketamine, LSD. I even got Zots. You can't even get Zots anymore. It's a candy that used to fizz in the middle. I got bags of Zots. I got morning after pills because whenever I fuck, I make them take the morning after pill. I got bags and bags of morning after pills like you can't believe. And I got aspirins, of course. Can't beat aspirins whatsoever. They're just a general, you kind of a fix-all thing. Here's your morning after pill. Now get out. A morning, I think they call it a Plan B. Plan B. A pill to get rid of the kid that you might have had with her. They take them like fucking candy, man. So I want to talk about something with regards to something I've been thinking about as of late. I think I got this out. I hope you can understand what I'm talking about. I don't want to go on and go on where they say beat a dead horse. Is that the phrase? I don't want to do that over and over again. But when you realize that a woman will shit out 26,000 or 30,000 pounds of fecal matter and 14 to 18,000 gallons of urine, what are you really marrying? This consuming freak, this biological carbon-based unit that all she does is consume and she'll consume you too. Look at the facts, look at the numbers, and you'll see what I'm talking about. God, I love her so much. Her fucking friend once, his name was Eric. Chick above me, he loved her. She was an absolute slut. He used to come over, he'd see me, and he'd knock. It wasn't an apartment. He'd knock on her door, and he'd come back to me. He's little German girls. She's a little German girl. She's so sweet. She's a fucking little German girl. This is how he talked to me. Ended up dying in a motorcycle. Worth an absolute fortune. He used to sing a song to him. I tried to bring him out of it. The song I created, 18 inches in your crapper. Don't you look mighty dapper. And that's a song you should do. Whenever you're starting to fall for a chick, you see her, you say, how you doing? Suzette, what have you been up to? Wow, that sounds impressive. But you're secretly thinking that, 18 inches up your crapper. Don't you look mighty dapper. And you'll put her in perspective in your mind and you'll save yourself. Yeah, sure. There's men out there, maybe you even, that'll say, I don't care about all that. I don't care. I'll just take that. I got to take the good with the bad. That's how it goes. I can't be alone. I'm scared. I'm a little alone. I need someone to love me and shit. Fucking love me. So when I was talking about earlier, about the draft in the basement, then I must move on. I don't know where, but I must go there, wherever that is. We're standing in front of the basement door. And I like to stand in front of the basement door with the door open because of the draft that I have in the basement. A huge damn draft in the coal room that was once a coal room that's been blocked up. It once was a rock basement, rock foundation basement. They improved it and went to a block basement. And that's all been closed off and blocked in. And then there's a door there and you can pull it off a plywood door to be able to, with the hinges, you can service it. Huge wind comes through there. So if I have a chick over and I know she's particularly has a problem with her box, always stinking, always putting out noxious fumes. You can constantly smell pussy. Now, let me tell you the side addendum or whatever they call it, i.e. pussies to some men smell great. They like pussy. They go nuts. They got their tongue in there and their shit. They got their tongue in there. They're holding on to her thighs. Maybe you're one of them. You're eating her out. And you go nuts on her and shit like that. You're holding. Some men like that. I don't like that. I don't want my face with a fucking dead mule, a dead cow, a donkey. It's died in a fucking paddock out there. And I'm not going to go down there and smell his entrails. That's what it's like if you're that close to a woman's pussy. But I have done it when I've been gone and I didn't care. I thought, so who fucking cares? I get oral sex. I die. Who cares? I ain't going to live forever. So I die. So something happens. I get oral sex cancer in my throat while she's laughing. She's on some fucking boat in the Caribbean. She's out in fucking Puerto Rico. She's out in Italiano. She's went to Italy, man. She's going to get citizenship. She's out there with her fucking big goddamn loaves of bread and she's drinking vino, spaghetti and meatballs and she's having a good time while you're at home trying to see where you still have feeling in your throat because you got throat cancer. That's how the fuck it works, but it'll be less likely to happen to you if you know this shit. So I'm standing in front of the door, and I'm standing in front of the door because her pussy stinks. That's as queer as I can say it, clear as I can be. Her pussy stinks. It's bad. I don't know what causes it. What could do that? And I used to think, well, maybe if they washed it, maybe if they douched it out. When I was a kid, they used to use big rubber fucking bulbs with a long orange tube on it, about a foot long. They'd put that up their cunt. They'd flush their pussy out. And that's the kind I like. I like that. I don't want to have to go like I'm going to some sacrifice. I want to make love to a woman and be with her and be glad to be with her and smell her fucking, her perfume, whatever it is. Clive Christensen number one or something like that. I think that perfume is very expensive, and I banged a woman out in Manhattan once, and she was wearing Clive Christensen number one. I don't know what the perfume, like $2,000 an ounce or some shit like that. And I will admit, it did increase the enjoyment. It did make it better. It somehow created this bubble, this fantasy bubble in my mind. And I liked it. I thought, wow, I'm like not on Earth anymore. I'm smelling this expensive perfume. There's her pussy. She's connected to God or anything, or if that's possible. I'm here right now doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm an accoutrement. I'm a part of the cog right now. My cock is going in and out. I'm smelling Clive Christensen number one, her perfume. I'm really connected. I'm playing the game for one fucking time here for a minute that I can stand. And it did increase my pleasure because I didn't smell pussy. Now, lots of people like to stink of pussy. And that stink is intentional. Talked about that before. A woman's walking down the hall in an apartment building. She smells pussy. She knows there's some chick that thinks there's good dick in there. She brought the dick back and harvested the dick, and she wants a piece of that dick because she can smell the pussy, and they will gather around where the stench of pussy is. That's just the way it is. That's what happens. They like the stink of pussy. You ever sat in a car and they've had a pussy fart? She's got heated seats in the car. She has a pussy fart. She blows the pussy fart out. It's highly flammable. The seat is super heated, heated seats. And it explodes that pussy fart with this heated seats, these electric wires. It blows it up because it's so flammable. It's like the stink you've never smelled. Just like a boom. And to lift off the seat a little bit, everyone knows that. That just lift right off the fucking seat like it's nothing. They're used to the stench of pussy. Think about that also when you're dating a woman. Her nose. You're with her. She's so sweet. She's so lovely. You're willing to go into $500,000 in debt, a mortgage you can't afford. Her nose has inhaled 24 years of the stench of pussy. Let's say she's 27. 20 years of solid stench of pussy has been breathed through those nasal passages, and there you are. She can breathe that? It would kill you and I as a man. We couldn't handle that. Nobody could handle that. But she could breathe in 22 plus years of the stench of pure pussy that she's creating that's coming out of her pussy hole, out of her vagina. Sorry about that. Sometimes I run out of air when I'm talking. I'm so, into you, talking to you. That stench of pussy has been breathing in and out of her nose. Now, that's disgusting. It's horrible. And then there she is with her acrylic nails, and there's all kinds of pussy built up under her acrylic nails. You have to know this stuff. Hey, how you doing? Doing real good. You know, I've been working on QuickBooks now in the cloud. It's incredible. I've been doing spreading sheets and bank printing sheets. I've been doing the end-of-the-month close, the year-end close. I've done all kinds of stuff like that with QuickBooks. She's talking to you, but you know her nose has inhaled two or three pussy farts that day. How can you keep a straight face? You know that there's pussy juices under her fingernails from her own cunt. How can you keep a straight face? You're going to say, yeah, well, Norm, you can't look at it like that. You're only here a short time. You have to avoid that. You have to ignore that and look at her as a human being. I once said this to a doctor. You know all the stuff about them. And I thought the doctor liked me. This was years ago. So I brought it up. I wanted his perspective. I thought he was burned out on women. Surely he was burned out. Either that or he gave me a politically correct answer. And I said, Doc, knowing all the things you know about women, big cum bucket, big goddamn cum built up in her shithole, big stretched out shitholes, big stretched out pussies, all kinds of cum shot into her eyes, her ears, her nose, her mouth over a long period of time. He looks at me and says, that's odd. He said, I look at all women as wonderful creations, as this miraculous entity, this being. He said everything that he didn't probably believe. It kind of bothered me because it shorted me out and made me feel small, and I thought, wow, maybe I don't know the fuck everything. I mean, sometimes I'm wrong. You can ignore anything I say at any time you want. I don't blame you. I mean, I could be full of baloney occasionally. Nobody's right 100%, but I don't believe it's so. I don't believe it to be true in my instance. All the bam fecal matter, she smelled all this shit she's let out, all this piss she's let out. And they've drank all kinds of stuff. They drink cum. When cum gets mixed with urine and it's inside there and it's cooking, she pisses it out. It stinks real bad. It's urine cum. Urine cum, get it? It's urine cum. Urine and cum. Urine and cum. God damn it. Urine and cum. It's in there. Urine and cum's coming out. The stench of pussy fart's been sucked through her nose. She's had cum blown into her eyes. How can they be standing in front of us? How can they be at the Michigan State Fair? How can they be at a fucking Walmart store? How can they be at Irma's Frozen Custard buying Irma's Custard and standing in line? Everybody must certainly know what I know. How do they do it? They're smelling all that shit in, all that stuff through their nose. How you doing? Oh, I'm doing real good. I got certified on QuickBooks, and it's incredible. QuickBooks in the line, online, enterprise. I got certified, and that means I could probably make $30,000 a year because I'm certified in QuickBooks. And other people not certified in QuickBooks, I can do everything there. Because QuickBooks has been dumbed down. Because now you don't need to be an accountant anymore because every fucking thing is right there in the form of a picture or an icon, and they had to rewrite it history with regards to accounting so some slag can fucking figure it out in 2 seconds. That's not fair, man. That's out of order. 14,000 gallons of urine, 26,000 pounds of fecal matter by 81, and you're chasing it like you're out of your goddamn mind. You're chasing it like you're on speed. You're chasing it, and it's only going to end up in disaster as you're doing 75 miles an hour in your Dodge Ram. You can't think, man. That's why you come here. I got to bring it down, man. We bring it down. We slow down. We look at the big picture. We roll down the pull-down shade. It's blackout shade. We roll it down, and we light our Nag Champa incense. Our Nag Champa incense, we fire up fucking canned heat. We fire up the doors. We polish our fucking guns. We polish our bullets. I do this shit all the time. And you bring yourself down to the person you know you are. Don't let yourself be pulled in. So, you have to understand, in closing, I'm talking to pussy farts now, and it just reminded me of something. Something that I was talking to my friend, Rapalange. He works at the Detroit Health Department. I said to him, if all these women, Rapa, are delivering prime packages, right? They're boxes. And I said, what are the boxes made out of, Rapa? And he said, the boxes are made out of a highly absorbent, very cheap recycled cardboard stock that they rib. And he said, the thing about it is they're very absorbent. They're made to be absorbent in case anything's in the truck. They're made to be absorbent like something you'd put in the basement to absorb moisture. They used to sell these little containers to absorb moisture in the air. And he said, I said, so they're really absorbent, these packages. And I said, well, I know this to be true. If a woman has pussy farts all day, we're just talking about this. If she blows pussy farts on her 8-hour shift, and that cardboard's so absorbent, that's of these packages, these prime packages, the prime packages that say prime, that really has the word rimmy and the word prime. I said, if she blows that pussy fart out, Rapa, doesn't it get absorbed into the cardboard? And he paused a second and said, absolutely. Anything in the air will get absorbed into the cardboard. He said, it's just like old LP records. Old fucking 33 LP records. Say you got a canned heat record, an old 33, and it wasn't taken care of, and it's slightly warped, but there's not a scratch on it. He said, that record will warp from the moisture. And I said, how's the prime packages warping? He said, well, they really would warp in the scenario you gave. Warp mentally. Warp on a fucking level of mores, folkways, and all that shit on societal rules. He said, the pussy fart gas will get absorbed into the cardboard just like anything else in the truck. And when they deliver that fucking package, this is what he told me verbatim, that package is covered in the molecules of pussy fart that came out of some prime driver's fucking cunt. It got absorbed into the prime packages. And that, if you think about it, is so true. You get the package delivered to your house. What's the first thing you think? All of a sudden, you open the back of the package. It's a CB radio. It's a ham radio. It's a new watch you wanted to get. This is men's shit. And you open it up and you're looking at it and all of a sudden you start looking forward. You say, I think I got to pump off. I don't know why. I got to pump off. I've got a raging fucking rod in my pants. I've got to pump off. I don't know why I got to pump off. I have this shit happen all the time. I fuck the Amazon Prime driver females many times because of the way I look, because of the bigness of my cock, 15.5 pounds, 14.5 inches in length. And you get a fucking thing. You pop a rod, you pop a boner, and you start pumping off. You don't know why, but now you do know why. And I ran this by fucking Rapalunge, the guy that works at the Detroit Health Department. I call him all the time and give him these things. He's got a science degree. He's very smart. He studied pre-med. He mostly works on social diseases now in Detroit that I don't really know how it works. And he said that, yeah, that all makes sense, Norm. You could pop a rod. And I said, why? He said, because the molecules in the pussy fart are designed when it's let out to draw in another rube, another fucking mamaluke like you and I. We're standing there. We just opened it up. We got a beautiful stopwatch. We got a beautiful clock. We ordered a fishing reel for this year. Whatever we ordered, a new fucking stiletto knife. And we pop a rod because we inhaled the molecules from the fucking prime driver box. It's designed to pull you in. You're horny now, you might fuck somebody down the hall. You're horny now, you just got a package, you might fuck the neighbor, she's single. You got a kid, now you're pulled in, you got to spend for her, and you don't even know why you can't say fucking no. You popped a rod when they delivered the prime driver box, the prime package. Because the driver of the prime truck is a bitch. She's bouncing up and down, the pussy farts are coming out of that fucking pussy, out of that cunt, and it's going into the packages, and wherever the package go, it's designed to pull somebody else in. It's like a virus, it's like something like that, a breakout, a pandemic, like COVID or some shit like that. When they deliver that stuff, they start to fucking want pussy and dick. It works the same thing with a woman. When she gets delivered, she knows what pussy smells like, and she pels her package up with $350 worth of HD makeup and all kinds of other shit. She starts to smell pussy, and when she smells pussy, she thinks of dick. Who's getting dick in this building? Who's getting dick around me? I smell pussy right now. It was in a package, wasn't it? You know, that's why people come here. 25 fucking years of this shit. Because it's spot on. I'm literally gobsmacked at the amount of intellect I've acquired. I've attained over the period of time that I've been doing these recordings. I'm gobsmacked by my intellect. I really am. And I think you are too. Next time you get a prime package, think of what I said. Tell me, man, email me when you see you pop a rod while you're opening the package because she blew pussy farts out. In a 24-hour period, they say that a person, a female, will drop 21 regular farts. Farts from their anal cavity, from their large colon. And they'll drop around 12 fucking pussy farts in the same amount of time. And in that truck, it's more than one pussy fart. It's a couple, three or five pussy farts in an 8-hour period that are impregnating the boxes. And the boxes are made of the special absorbent cardboard that are made to do this, to propagate society, to propagate corporate, to stay in business for spending. We got to get more women in these trucks that are getting a lot of dick. We got to get more. We got to have a way to test them. We can test them. We know they took dick on their shift sometime before their shift, or maybe even on their shift. That's going on. And they're in this truck and they're blowing the gas out of their cunt and it's going in their boxes. The boxes cause men to get horny. They want to fuck. Woman wants to fuck. They end up getting married. Now the chick starts wanting things and he spends and spends and spends, all because why? The foolishness of him thinking that if he ordered a man object, some man thing.
I'll be right back.
Shut the fuck up!
A scale, one-third scale fucking car model, and he got to glue too, that he thought somehow he was free of that. You can't get free of it. You'll never be free of it. It's by design. You're gonna be pulled in, man. You're gonna be pulled in.
You've been listening to the one and only...
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We made it to Big Clock.
in cyberspace. It's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down, we pop the corks in your toes, and all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Rosalind, how are you? I hope this letter finds you happy and well. Roz, I want to tell you something. The other day I was in my backyard. I was raking and doing general springtime cleanup. At some point, I was taking a drink from my coffee cup, and while I was standing there sipping coffee, a helium balloon slowly descended into my backyard. There was a string attached to the helium balloon. Taped to the string was a Ziploc bag. When the balloon landed, I removed the Ziploc bag and I removed the contents. Roz, inside the Ziploc bag was a heavily soiled pair of women's panties. Also inside the Ziploc bag was a very stretched out, knotted off Magnum XL condom. Printed onto the rubber balloon were the words 2025 Iowa State Fair 4-H Livestock Competition. Rosalind, I believe I know what this is all about. Let me explain. I have deduced that a man and a woman were walking through the big barns at the 2025 Iowa Livestock Competition. The barns contained 100 or more cows that were there to win the title of Best Iowa Cow. The man and the woman were enjoying looking at the cows very much. They stopped at each pen. At some point, the man bought the woman a helium balloon. They were in love. Eventually, they got to a pen /stall that contained two gorgeous cows, and the cows were fucking. When the man and the woman saw the fucking cows, they got super horny and they crawled into an unoccupied pen, and just like the cows, they fucked. After fucking one another atop the straw lying on the floor in the pen, they found a Ziploc bag that contained a sandwich, and they ate the sandwich. It fueled them. They wanted to explore more of the Iowa Fair, so the woman stuffed her cum panties into the Ziploc bag, and the man dropped his cum-filled rubber into the Ziploc bag, too. When they exited the big cow barn, a strong gust of wind pulled the balloon from the woman's hand. And that's how I came into possession of the balloon. One last item. When I opened the Ziploc bag, I was nearly knocked out by the strong smell of pussy. The rubber balloon and the string smelled like pussy too. Roz, I gotta go. I've got shit to do. Write me back when you can. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister. Your big-titted little sister was walking down the side of the road. I think it was Rust Avenue. She was clutching onto a skateboard that had thrown one of its wheels. Roz, I pulled onto the shoulder of the road, and I got out of my car. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she pulled a portable tent out of her purse, and she pulled the ripcord. When the ripcord was pulled, a CO2 pressurized cartridge inflated the portable tent instantly. Your big-titted little sister placed the tent down, and she got inside. While she was inside, your big-titted little sister took off her shirt, brassiere, pants, and panties, and then she laid down inside the tent, and she pulled her knees back to her ears. When I climbed inside the tent, I ate out your big-titted little sister, and then I gave her a rim job. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister, I played an audio tape that was guaranteed to increase the intensity of our orgasms by 1,000%. The audio tape was made by a well-known professional hypnotist who resides in Switzerland.
Every plunge of your huge cock rammed into your woman's dying pussy sends you deeper and deeper into an orgasmic cartoon-like world. Hammer that cut like you're trying to chop a hole into thick ice in order to save a loved one from drowning. As I count down from number 5, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper into one another's sex-starved, twisted minds. Number 4, you're going deeper into her pussy. 3, your dick is deep, insanely deep. Number 2, there's not another person alive in the world. Your world is her pussy, and her world is your enormous schlong. Number 1, the both of you are so hypnotized, so entranced, that each of you can smell one another's greasy insides. Lick that pussy, drink that jism, prepare to come like you've never come. Your genitals may turn black and die off, but it will be worth it. It's time to come. Come now, I command the both of you fuckheads to come. When you and your whore awake, you'll feel refreshed and optimistic, and you'll have come like you've never come before. You've experienced Godzilla-gasms.
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Ladies, have I got a deal for you. Look up at one of our giant store monitors. What are we looking at? Well, I'll tell you. That naked, soaked in sweat slut lying on her back has just been banged out. Look at that concubine. She's pulling out a used rubber from her stretched out cunt. She took it all night long, girls. That bird has knotted off a lot of cum-filled rubbers. What's this? Ooh-wee! She's a clever gal. She's stuffing her cum panties and knotted off used rubber into a Ziploc bag, and she's attaching it onto the string dangling from a helium-filled balloon. And now our honey is putting her name, her email, and telephone number onto a card, and she's dropping that card into the Ziploc bag. Ladies, the woman you're watching release the balloon, gets cocked and loaded dozens of times a month. You can too. For only $49.95, I'll send you 5 Ziploc bags, a 10-pound tank of helium, a ball of string, and 5 used pairs of highly soiled cum panties gotten from horny 80-pound Indian girls living in Bombay. You'll also get 5 used rubbers chocked full of fresh cum. These rubbers are purchased from Holiday Inns across America. The room beds are raked by the housekeeping staff daily, and the used rubbers are shipped to us. Put your name, phone number, and email inside the Ziploc bag and prepare to be endlessly dicked. When a man finds your balloon and smells those panties and sees that dripping nuked condom, they'll fly, drive, or hitchhike to your pussy most Ricky kick. You ain't invisible anymore, lady. You're Pussy needs meat. Feed that kitty. Hurry, I've only got 100 Ziploc bags to sell. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit onto Leroy, our 96-year-old Elizabethan turtle. Leroy has roamed every nook and cranny of this store for over 70 years. In 2017, this store was equipped with large turtle buttons mounted alongside all elevator doors. A nudge of Leroy's turtle head, and the elevator doors open, and in Leroy goes. Leroy frequently visits the fifth floor. Ladies' lingerie, of course. Mandy often rides atop Leroy when moving throughout the store. While sitting atop Leroy's shell, Leroy extended his dick-like head, and Miss Phelps got turned on. Mandy's pussy started dripping, so much so that it lubricated her frozen shut asshole door. As you may or may not know, women are constipated up to 6 months out of a year. When my assistant's back door got oiled from her vaginal juices, Mandy shit all over Leroy. Mandy Phelps has irritable bowel syndrome, and she's extremely horny.
I'm so embarrassed. I saw Leroy's long, thick head come out of his shell, and it reminded me of the monstrous Chaldean cock I took in the porta potty that was situated alongside the bike trail near my house. After me and the Chaldean were done fucking and sucking, the Chaldean dude put on a scuba diving face mask, and he dropped into the shit and he searched for coins and jewelry. I shit. Big deal. Everyone shits. Clean it the fuck up. To hell with Leroy. The next time the old bastard's head comes out of his shell, I'll swing a Louisville Slugger baseball bat into it. Stop laughing at me. I'll give you something to laugh at.
Attention maintenance crew, please head over to the sixth floor where you'll find Mandy Phelps and Leroy slowly solidifying in a mountain of fecal matter. Please bring chisels, 2 or 3 spray cans of Glade air freshener, and a fresh pair of panties. This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck!
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Dick!